Blog Talk Radio.
Serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Serving God, it'll pay off after a while. Oh yeah, just keep working every day. Whatever is right, God said He'd pay. Serving after a while. I've got to keep on working. Yes, I have. Because I want my starry crown. I know my way. My way will get brighter, even though my friend sometimes let me down. And oh, what a time it will be when my Savior I'll see. Serving the Lord, and oh, it'll pay off after a while. Good
morning, good morning, good morning. It will pay off after a while. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for how He woke us up early this morning and started us on our ways. And it's always a blessing to be with someone that want to get closer to the Lord, someone that just want to start that day off serving the Lord. We learned in that old song, He told us, it tells us over and over, it will pay off after a while. And I love that part because some of us might meet that a little earlier than most. Some might meet it a little later than most. But whatever time it is, we want to be ready when God calls us home. Because one of these old good old mornings, you know, we always strive and say we thank God for another day, you know. That's just because we believe in it has to be God's will. But then also we know from the bottom of our heart that being with God is better being here. So we just thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank Him for all the things He has got in store for the church. I hope you can hear me. You know, I don't have nobody that can really tell me if you can hear me or not, because everybody that normally be on is not on at this time. But, sister, hey, Martha, if you can hear me, let me know. I need someone to text. I don't be wanting to run through here enough. And I don't get nobody to hear me. Amen. Just text me if you can hear me. Because sometimes you can be over here talking and no one hear you, you know. Praise God. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank Him for the things He already have done and about to do right now in the name of Jesus. Everything and I'm not being heard, but I'm going to try to push on just in case I'm thinking somebody might hear me. But I thank God for the ones that came out. I thank the ones who's been soliciting prayer for this ministry, that we always need your prayers. We wish that everyone that can pray, set up a prayer for the ministry, that always keep God first. Here lately, we've been dealing with this subject about, we're talking about Elohim. We've been talking about it here lately, and we want to kind of elaborate on that a little bit to try to get him a little bit more, because we want to talk about how God has a lot of different names. A lot of time, God has raised his children up, and in some parts of it, raising them, he's taking them higher and higher. And then when he take them there, they somewhere down the line, they leave a name to it. And we believe when Jehovah there, the name has changed the atmosphere. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I thank God for that, because he's been teaching us that it is him. It's only him who provides. Now, we talked about early in this lesson, we talked about Jehovah Jireh. And we talked about that means that the Lord will provide. We talked about Jehovah Nissi. That means the Lord is a banner. He's protected us and defeated the Amalekites. And we talk about Jehovah Shalom. There's a phrase of the Lord is peace. Now we want to venture off into the point that God talks about Jehovah Elohim. Jehovah Elohim, and that means the God of Israel, the God of Israel. So we're going to go in the book. We're going to read out the book, and we're going to take it in context what the scripture says right here. Amen? So let's pray before we get in there. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we thank you in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for all the things you have bestowed upon us, Lord, to let us see another day, Lord. Because it was surely you, Lord, let's see a whole nother day. It wasn't even promised to us, Lord, that we didn't do nothing on yesterday. It was so great that you allowed us to be in your present day. So, Lord, we just want to thank you for how you created heaven and earth. We want to thank you for how you moved on the face of this earth, and you made it out of the reality of this world, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for what you have bestowed for the church today. So, Lord, we ask if it's any heavy heart right now, if it's someone going through right now, they can't make it, don't feel like they can make it. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, just hold your heart on top of their heart, Lord, and bless them, Lord, so they can feel your love, Lord. Let them know that, Father God, you can be with someone, they missing a mother, or they missing a father, or they missing a brother, Lord. You can be that kind of God, Lord, to soothe their heart, Lord, and that mind, Lord, and worrying about one day I want to see my parent, one day I want to see my brother. But, Lord, we know you got the mystery in your hand. So we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for all the ones that came out, Lord. So you want to go a little farther in your word, Lord. So we love you, Lord. We ask you to bless us right now, Lord. Bless us that we stay in your word. Bless us that we always keep you first, Lord. Lord, we just, even the ones that maybe the I'm not on, Lord. We just ask you, wherever adventure they're going through right now, Lord, we ask you to bless them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord, at this time, Lord, that we always try to lift thee up, Lord. So we ask all this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen. We're going to look at Elohim today. Elohim is another name that the children of Israel gave our God, who created heaven and earth. I want to look at that. We want to tell you that when you hear someone say Elohim, that means God creator, and he's a mighty and strong. And I love that part, because we know that he created what? Heaven and earth. He even separated the waters for the infirmity and did what he did. Made dry land, and he made the ocean. He's the same one that put the stars and separated and named each one of them of where they are today. Never moving out of place. God did that. We're talking about the Elohim who, when he comes in, it's a difference when you know he's in the midst. So the Israel was Jeremiah, we're going to be looking at. Jeremiah 30, 31 and 31. We're going to start right there. 31 and 31. Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah. We're going to dip off of that. And we want to see how God bless us this morning for how he did with the children of Israel. God will come to you face to face. And God also will send a wave around you and let you know that he's in the midst of your area. Have you ever been walking with the Lord and you felt a breeze? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody know what I'm talking about. And you felt a breeze because you've been calling on his name, and he gave you a little breeze come by. That's how he does his children when they get the calling and being persistent on their prayer. And he comes in and let them feel his power, feel his love. And whoever then felt his love, we know the children of Israel did, because he did some things for them that some of us will never probably see. He opened up a Red Sea. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yes, oh, Elohim. He opened up the Red Sea for them so they can see him. But I want to, before I get too far, I want to go back to one of our favorite scriptures. Hold your finger right there at Jeremiah 31 and 31. We're going to come right back there. But I want you to really understand it, because I know you probably can do it by retaining, but I want to read this so you can retain it again. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and the earth was without, it was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, let the light that is was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Now, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about Elohim. He's the one who created all of that. He's the one that made everything what it is today. If you and I can look at and know, it had to be a God to accomplish all this. Here, somebody said, what you talking about? That he is the creator. There's a lot of gods out there. There's a lot of people worshiping idol gods too as well. But I want to bring something to your attention. That if you bow down and worship another God, you what you're doing, you're putting yourself in front of an idol. And whatever you want to call it, can't do nothing for you. Well, we know a God that we're supposed to be serving and not being wavy in our walk. We should serve him even if things we don't even understand, because there's a lot of us think we understand and we don't know it all. But I want to tell you, he created heaven and earth, the dark, and separated from the light, and now he made it out of day now. You know, so you and I know when we woke up this morning, if we could see, there's another day. If we could smell, we know we're in a whole nother adventure, especially some of us with this weather going on right now, in the name of Jesus. But I want you to know, in Jeremiah, I'm going to go to Jeremiah for a minute. Jeremiah 31 and 31. Jeremiah 31 and 31. May God bless you if we come together with this word. So we said, behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judea, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the days that I took them by their hand and to bringing them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they breaking, although I was a husband unto them, said the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said the Lord, I will put my law in the upper parts, look what it said, in their upper parts, and write it into their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So I want to tell you, as I read this last verse, I want to tell you, he's directing this thing. He said, hey, your fathers have seen what I'm going to do for you. Let me read this next verse, and I'm going to help a little bit with it. He said, and they teach no more, every man his neighbor, every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, for the least of them unto the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive, oh, look here, their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. I'm in the book, y'all. So I want to tell you about Elohim. Elohim is what we're talking about this morning. And this is a reference scripture. And when you go looking up Elohim, it'll take you to Jeremiah 31 to 35, right? So when you reading this, it tells you that he same way he did over there in Exodus over there. When he was talking to Moses, he told Moses by how Abraham and unto Isaac, unto Jacob, they know me as the Almighty God, but they know me not. They know me as not as Jehovah. So I want to tell you right now, he's saying the same thing to the children of Israel again, that I made a covenant with them. I made this covenant with them, but they haven't seen the covenant that you see. When they got the covenant, it was on a tablet, and we'll call today the Ten Commandments. They seen in writing, but I want to put it in your heart, in your inward part. That's what this ministry is about. That's what anybody is doing, the thing that we call kingdom building, should be always working on the heart, not the outer part, because the outer part, well, there's a lot of people look good on the outside. There's a lot of people know how to talk church. There's a lot of people know how to preach and sing God's word, but it's not in their heart, right? The Bible says the people have a form of godliness, form of godliness. They know how to do this church stuff, but they deny the power thereof. See, when you really have God in your heart, then you'll watch the things you do and say, because you know the Almighty God is looking at you. So he said, I'm going to tell you this here. You ain't going to have to go out and tell nobody. You ain't got to go tell your neighbor. You ain't got to go tell your brother. Because when they see what I'm going to do for you, they're going to know that I'm your God and you are my people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. People ought to be finding out that you are guilty of serving God. They ought to know that you are serving God. I'm not saying that when you see them and they see you, I'm highly favored and God has covered me with a lot of wisdom and a lot of full of the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about that, because I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of charismatic people out there. There's a lot of people know how to articulate. There's a lot of people know how to bring that word. But brothers and sisters, they have so much hatred in them. They have no forgiveness in him. And we see in our word a while ago, he said, I will take your sin and I will remember no more. I will forgive you for all your iniquity. And that iniquity is what? It is wickedness. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It is wickedness. So we come today to tell you about Elohim. Elohim is, like, again, he is the ultimate side of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That every time he took the Israel a little higher, the name changed. Every time he did something for them, the people changed. And now watch this now. He told them, I'm the same God that they seen that took them out of Egypt. But that ain't nothing that I've done there. I'm going to do something a little more higher than you've ever seen. And what I'm glad about this here, what he did with his son. The Bible said, his only begotten son. He said, whosoever loving him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is something that no one can say, in nowhere can say that they sacrificed their son for the sins of the world, because no man could have done it. Because he came down and knew no sin and took over our sin so he could take it to the Father and let the Father see us through him and not through us. Because if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, none of us would be right here today. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So when I deal with Elohim, I'm dealing with him knowing that we didn't want to another spiritual height. See, that's what I'm trying to help us with, and myself and whoever trying to walk with him. Don't you want to do a little better with the Lord? Don't you want to walk a little better with the Lord? Don't you want to see his presence and be in his presence? Because, hey, man, anybody can act a fool. Anybody can go out there and just say anything out their mouth. Don't you know that what come out your mouth, if you don't repent from it, if you don't get it in your heart, but you know you have to be answered for that? Now, let me read this again. I may be wrong, brothers and sisters. I hope y'all can hear me, because I ain't had nobody on to tell me you can hear me. And I'm going to push on like y'all hear me. Look what it says here. Again, I'm going to read verse 33 and 34 out of Jeremiah 31. But I want to bag up and read it. He said, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. Help me, Holy Spirit. After those days, said the Lord, I will pour my law in their report and write it in their hearts, and I will bring, look what it says, they will be my God. Look what it says. Let me back up. That didn't even sound right. Let me back up this again. I will put my law in their report and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man and his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, for the least of them unto the greatest of them, said the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. I ask for prayer. Because when you start transitioning people's thoughts, when you start transitioning people to deal with the heart, you know, that's got to be a spiritual thing there. I can read and you can listen and you're retaining hearing what I'm saying, but the deliverance comes if you just want to let go what's in your heart. Will stop you from serving God all the way. See, God want to come in our life and be president in our life and reside over us. But we hinder him from coming fully in our heart because we still hold on to things. So I want to tell you something. If it's something in your heart, if it's something in your heart, you and God only one priority. No, release it so he can come in and work on you. You know, I don't care how good it tastes. I don't care how much money you're making. If it causes you to not have a relationship with God, trust me, my brothers and sisters, you can be walking with God and really not really in fellowship with him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I know I'm right about it. God want to have an intimate relationship with us. He don't want us to be doing what we're doing right now. He wants us to have a close walk with him. He wants to be so close walking with him that it shouldn't be a mistake that someone knows that you are walking with the king. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, the king, once he gets in your heart, there you don't remain the same no more. There are some things that you don't say what you say you like you used to, my brothers and sisters. There are some things you don't go to when you with the king. See, I might be dead wrong. Now I need some help with it. You can hit the one button. Anybody can. This might be somebody can answer for me. It's impossible for me to believe. This is me now. That someone said they are fully God and they going into some places God is not in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So when they get in them places help me when I say this here. When they get in them places, it should be them witnessing why they in the place. But when we go there and we doing more of the opposite side of the witness, I beg the difference, God. Because I believe God want to go where people need help. But when we get there, it should be not that we conforming to them, that we should be not be conforming to their way. We should be witnessing to them and letting them know that God is in us and he loves you. Change your mind thought. Change your way of walking. Somebody said, man, I'm not ready for all this. I'm not. Hey, man, I got a lot of running to do. I feel like I got a lot of time left. Brothers and sisters, time is getting so short. We are leaving this earth. We're leaving it rapidly. And let me tell you something. If you think God ain't getting close, you keep waking up. Some of you know what I'm talking about. There's a time you didn't think before you got up. You know now you're thinking before you got out of bed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes your old knee get to hurting, your back get to hurting, your children got you on your last nerve, the husband got you mad, the wife got you mad. It things just be going on in your mind. But I'm gonna tell you something. God is so close. He's right there and want to help us all the way through our circumstances, our trials and tribulations. I've learned something. This ministry, we call ministry, but when you really with the Lord, you don't turn him off and turn him on. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You don't just turn him off because you want to have pleasure. Oh, man. You just so turn him off because you just want to do a little this and a little that. Man, God is taking a record of everything we do. Everything we do. It would generally stop you from getting a prayer through if you live in a sinful lifestyle. I'm telling you what I know. Because the Bible says it. He said he hears not a sinner's prayer. Oh, it's in the book. But he does hear a sincere prayer. So if you're sincere, he said, well, okay, I'm a sinner, but I'm sincere. If you're sincere, that conviction of that prayer, that conviction of your walk will change your walk, Doc. It'll have you thinking different. Because I know when I did wrong, I did wrong. And when I did wrong, and since I've been walking up, it hurts me when I do wrong. I repent. Ask God, Lord, give me strength there, Lord. I'm weak in that area, Lord. Help me in that area, Lord, so I can be strong in that area. Don't lean to your temptation and say, well, it got me. No, it don't help you. God said, I will put nothing on you that you can't bear. I'll give you a place to escape from it. And that's what kind of God we got. So if he thinks it's too much on you, trust me, he know you're going to look up for some strength. He know you're going to look up for some help. So look, see, one thing don't stop us is we walk this Christian journey, one thing don't stop us is keep calling on his name. Because when you walk with the king, there's some death going on. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There's some lying going on. There's some backbiting going on. There's some robbing going on. There's some cheating going on. God is right in the midst, and that's what he came for. That's why he sent his son down there for you and I to get to him. That's what he's trying to get in the Israel's heart when he said the ever part. He said, and I like that part, I keep on going back to it. He said, you ain't got to tell nobody. They're going to see. They're going to see how you change. You know, God is in the midst of you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you just stay with me for a minute and you bear with me for a minute, look how it says when it says this in 35. He said, thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, or the ordinance of the moon. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, and of the stars for a light by night. And what do you say? Which divided the sea when the waves thereof roll. And the Lord of hosts is his name. If those articles depart from before me, said the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being the nation before me ever. Thus said the Lord, from heaven above, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, can be measured in the foundation of earth, such after beneath. And I will also cast off all the seeds of Israel from all that, look what it said, that they have done, said the Lord. I love this. I love the book. You know why I love the book? Because God making a way for them. God made a way for us. We didn't do this stuff because we did something so good. We ain't doing this. We ain't trying to walk like this because, and God showing favor on certain things because we were so good. God looking through his son, look what he said. He looked through his son and it covered all our sins. But it's up to us to petition it back to him to say, help us with it. Lord, forgive me for it. You can't hide nothing from God, but you can hide from me. You can hide from your sister, hide from your brother. You can hide from your wife. You can hide from your husband, but you can't hide from God. I'm so glad about this word. Elohim. When you see that. When you see the how he's changing their mind thinking, now he's trying to put it in their heart. When you witness it, you're trying to witness to somebody's heart. You're not witnessing to nobody's flesh because flesh cannot entertain the heavenly thing. It can do anything with the carnal mind, but when it comes down to the spiritual mind, it won't happen. It get lost because you can't tap into the spiritual world. So I thank God always for his word. I thank God for how he's moving God's plan. I thank God for anyone who's standing up and trying to teach and preach his uncompromising word. We shouldn't be in the pulpit. We shouldn't be in no classroom and trying to tell somebody why we in the position we in. We should tell them about Jesus. We should tell them about the kingdom is at hand. Do you know the Lord? Are you walking closer to the Lord that if he come today that you'll see him? Some of us have been so close to death, we don't even know it. Hey, you could be sleeping right now. You know they got that sleep apnea. You could be sleeping. You don't even know you got sleep apnea. Choking and coughing in your sleep. Don't even know it. Somebody tell you, boy, you sound really rough last night. You know, talking about, I hope you were really doing all right, you know. And God keeping you. Help me, Holy Spirit. hey, you sitting there. You out there drinking something, and you got choked on it, and you still here. You ate some ate some food and you overate it and you're still here. You did some backbiting and you're still here. Let me do this here. Why are you still here? Because of God and grace and mercy. He's giving a lot of us a time to get it right. I don't know how long the time going to be, but I don't want to play with that time. I really don't want to play because I know he's coming back for this church, and this church is you. He said early, he said, you treat me. I'm treating you like a bride. That's when he said he was your husband. I'm treating you like a bride, but you're running all over me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't run over the Lord. The Lord sees your heart. Come to the Lord as you are, and you know what? He'll provide everything that you weak in. I love that. I love that. And I'm trying to tell you when I say this, I'm trying to tell you this with love. There are some lessons you're going to hear. There are some preaching you're going to hear, and it's really convicting your heart, preferably that it is. Hear in your heart and change. Go to God and ask him for a change. It's time for us to change because some of us know too much now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to keep doing the thing repetitive that we know. What did it say? If you keep doing the same thing, getting the same result, that sound, I'm gonna leave it like this here. That sound like a person needs to stop, examine that, and say, it's not working. But I'm going to tell you right now in the spirit, God want to fix that. Because you can't change nobody. We can't change nobody. How if we want somebody to follow us? How if we want somebody to listen to us? Brothers and sisters, if they're not in tune with the Lord, see, well, I've learned something, my brothers and sisters, that we can cry all night long. We can holler all night long. Lord, help Eric. Lord, I see him doing this. Until that person, I've seen it with a few people, and until that person hear God, brothers and sisters, it's going to take a while. But when that person hear God, I know I'm right about it. When that person hear God, because God going to go by there one day. And then my thing is, because I know he came to me, and I know God will come to you in a still moment. And when he does, you're going to know he's God. That's what he's trying to do with children of Israel, Jeremiah, the one. And I'm going to tell you something. When I read the scripture, I read it all the way to 37. When I read the scripture, nothing changed. Only thing changed was the people. Help me, Holy Spirit. God remains the same. He's Elohim. He's all sovereign. He's omnipotent. He's there when you think he ain't there. He's seeing a lot of conversations that we need to stay away from if we're not helping it. If we're helping it, yes, get in there and try to help it. Because God is not, I really believe the Bible, God is not the author of confusion. So I'm going to tell you that I thank you for the word. I thank you for how he came with it. I thank you for how he blessed our heart with it. I know from the bottom of my heart that God is residing with the church. If the church listen, though, help me, Holy Spirit. When the last time you seen the church listen? Because when God comes, things change. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when it moves gracefully. And when it moves gracefully, God knows what we need. Our sister said, looking up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Looking up. He who upholds the cause of the oppressor and give food to the hunger, the Lord sets a prisoner free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. And look here, the Lord loves the righteousness. Look at this. God cares in his great power and his lovingness heart. I'm reading this from Aunt Martha when she sent to us. If we can begin to look up on praising him. We can walk through each day knowing that the Lord reigns forever. Help me, Holy Spirit. So look up. That's what she's singing. Look up. Last time you just look up. Yo, I want you to do something for me. Just put everything to the side. You know, get you in a still moment somewhere. It could be in the day or the night. Give God some attention with your spirit. Sit still and look up and know that God's reigning. that he cover us. He's in the midst of it. Thank you, Amon. He's in the midst of all of us right now. All we got to do, I make it my person to take time out for him, not to always just petition the supplication, but just be still and just listen and have a calm spirit. Now, my look up is might be different from your look up. My look up and say, Lord, come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Come. Because we at a point that we need you, Lord. Like I said, a lot of folks want them to come to help them do a bill, come to help them do a relationship, but I want them to come for the church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and lift us up. Because we give too much praise to say, but let me let the truth be told. The Bible says, being absent out the body is present with him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a time that you ain't going to be able to stop that one. You and I. Yeah, a good inheritance. A good inheritance. When I look at the good inheritance, it says, let me back up here. It says, we realize that the wonderful tradition has started with the grandparents. I mean, grandmother and grandfather. They could not leave the monetary inheritance, but they were careful to plant a seed of love, respect, and faith so that there will be a children. The children might have an intimate example. So their influence prepared this man to share the good news with many others. That's what we need to leave with our children. We need to leave them Jesus. Maybe you can't leave them that money. Maybe you can't leave them a nice home or something. But you never put Jesus in these children. You need to put them in it. If God don't come and get us, they can pass them to their children, to their kids, and they can pass on to the next generation. We need to keep this going because we try to make it so easy for them right now not to go to church. We try to make it so easy for them to substitute God with a lot of things, you know what I'm talking about? And sometimes we don't watch it. We'll put them in sports, and that'll pull them away. Now, I'm not saying you can't get them in sports, but I'm saying, but don't have them keep pulling them away from God, though. Help me, Holy Spirit. I like this other one. Hey, Mark, he said, when our lives reflect the reality of God's love, we leave a lasting legacy for others. Help me, Holy Spirit. I got to do that one more time. When our lives reflect the reality of God's love, we leave a lasting legacy for others. So if someone has left you a godly inheritance, invest in others. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because I know my mother left it in me. That's why I know what I'm doing right. One of the things I know we're doing right now is because of love. It's not because of we're getting fame and people lifting us up. We're doing it because we love them. I know a lot of us get busy sometimes. I know a lot of us going through sometimes. But let me tell you from the bottom of my heart, God sees us, and he sees everything we're doing. So check what you're doing. See the love of God your parents have gave you, someone had gave you, and you giving it to someone else. And preferably, it starts at the house. It starts with, yeah, hey, Martha, thank you. Again, hey, Martha, on yesterday, we thank you for that beautiful day that God gave you. And he's still letting you send out these nuggets to encourage us and show us to look up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And leave some kind of godly inheritance. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody trying to find a way they can leave money, but leave them with something they can hold on to when they don't have the money. Leave them something that when they get sick, they can call on that doctor. Leave them with something that when they're looking for the Lord, they can find him because they know him because you put it in their heart. And that's why I tell anybody today, don't leave God out of it. Keep him in everything. So I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the word. I thank you for God for how he really blessed today. If it was something said, if it was something misunderstood, we are here to try to help you to understand it. Like right now, I got a few minutes now. This time, I'm ready for sure. I got a few minutes. We can open up if you want to express your love, if you need some prayer, we're here to pray with you. If you just want to wave your hand and say, thank you, we're here. All you got to do is hit the one button, and we'll try to bring you on in. Amen. We thank God for it. We thank you. You know what they're doing in church, you know, going once, going twice, they going three times. We just thank God for the message. We just ask y'all to keep us in prayer. We ask God always to show his love to you And when you come expecting God to do something, even if he don't do it with you, he'll do it to somebody else. Expecting that. Brother D, you open, Brother D.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Brother D, a little late to the party, but I did get a chance to hear quite a bit. You made a statement when you said anyone want prayer. I think in my little dumb mind, I think we always should want it. I think we go past
it. Yes, sir.
I just go by what the word says. I say it all the time. I can't go by what I think. I know what the word says. He says we should always. That right there lets me know that one word always lets you know that we're always in the need of it, because he said we should always pray.
Yes.
Yeah, I stopped by this morning. I want to tell my brothers in prayer to keep the Moore family in their prayers. I told you all about the little girl being 12 and straight bullet found her on her birthday. Then I get a call Sunday. Another friend of mine's father had went home, 68 years old, you know, I called him home. And, you know, when you're trying to explain the heavenly actions to a carnal-minded person, sometimes it just don't go. You know, it's easy to say that he make no mistakes. If you in a spiritual mind, you understand that a carnal mind don't. It's easy to say he's in a better place or she in a better place. It's easy for one of us to say that to them because our mind is in a better place. When you've been saved, sanctified, and sealed, your mind is in a different realm. So it's easy to say it, but it's not easy for them to accept it. So I ask that you know, in the prayer, keep the Whippins family in your prayer. Keep them more, as always, keep Brother D in your prayer, because no matter how strong you may think I am, you hear me say I keep my Bible, I close by my phone, and you be we're still standing in the meat. We're still standing in the right. Yes, we are. In the name of Jesus. As I pray for you, I ask that you all pray for me as well. Keep the Wicker family and the Moore family in your prayers, man, that God will continue to bless and keep. Amen. Continue to bless the service, you know. Continue to bless the service.
Yeah, God bless. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God bless. Yeah.
I asked the woman to call in. If you don't hear a live service, attend the service when the records are playing. And if there's a recording and one of the pastors is preaching, you're not hearing a live sermon, but you're still hearing the word of God. You're still hearing the word. In the process of supporting this morning service we call God's Plan, support it if you hear the music or if you hear the live session as well. Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
That's it. You own it right there. You know, that's what we teach. You know, I got a few minutes. I got to get just to get the meat right. But that's been the main thing of in the ministry, right, that we want certain people, we want to hear certain people, you know, dumb out, but the dog said dumb. What a dog said something a while back, and he ain't never said something right. He said that day there to me. He said, T.D. Jakes, I'm going to mention some names, or Clover Dollar, I'm just going to mention some names, y'all. Or what's called that, and he still, what's his name, y'all? Down in Houston over
Osteen.
You know, they got Osteen, the house packed. They have them packed. You know, the same scripture someone said. And they said, you know, I understand some people say, well, they more anointed. I can hear them say all that. But I'm going to tell you something. But when you hear in the word of God, you hear what you just said in the scripture? He had to work on the inner part. He said, Your fathers didn't get what you finna get. This cover I'm finna give you.
Amen.
I'm gonna put it in your heart. He said,
"The
cover in their head it was written on the table." But what I'm finna do you right now, Elohim? He said, "I'm gonna put it in your heart." help me,
Holy Spirit. We're passing fear down in your heart.
We're trying to put it in your heart. Your heart. With the heart,
right.
With the heart, man, believe. That's what he said.
That's right.
With the heart, man,
that's what
believe.
The word said.
You know what I'm saying?
Believe.
You can read it,
right.
Only you believe it. Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit. Amen.
But when
Amen.
You put it in the heart,
Amen.
It works on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
It starts changing your thoughts.
Right.
It starts changing
from the inside.
Mannerism. You know, it just starts working on, what do you say, something on the inside.
Working on the outside.
Working on the outside. And brother, what?
Outside.
A change in my life.
In my life.
Yes,
a change
sir.
In my life.
Yeah.
So he says.
So you're not going to have God in you and just stay in. Because Jeremiah said, just
That's
like,
right.
what?
Fire.
Shut it in my bones. If you got the word of God in you, it's impossible for you to be there. Now, you might be on the one button doing, you know, this joint I got. The world ain't giving. The world says can't
didn't
take
give
it.
It.
You can do that.
Can't take it away.
But I'm saying, don't hold
That's
off.
Right.
Don't hold
That's
off
right.
on your praise. Don't hold off. Because there's going to be a time that you ain't gonna, none of us can hide behind a phone. Oh, hear me, hopefully. There's going to be a time that none of us is going to be in Chicago. None of us going to be in Texas.
Yeah.
None of us are going to be in Mississippi.
Right.
None of us going to be in Atlanta. None of us going to be in North Carolina.
Right.
None of us going to be all over this world.
Yeah.
We're going to be in this. We're going to be right in his presence.
Well,
all of us
going
to be in
his presence.
Lord, it's going to be too late.
Depart from me. Depart
it's going to be too late.
I knew you
yeah,
not.
I
oh,
you
your
not.
Work was a iniquity.
It was a iniquity. Yeah, death got a lot of folks. Let me say this here. Let me say it with love now. Death got a lot of people kind of twisted right now. You know why? Because death is hurting people so bad that if you don't focus on the real thing about the transition, it'll hurt you real bad. But when you focus on the real transition, you know that they are in a better place. They are they out that body, you know what I'm talking about? And then even, watch this here, even if they didn't know the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, you can't put them in heaven or hell. Because you don't know what kind of relationship that person had with God. So I put all that there. But I do know one thing, it all has some fruit there. It should show a little fruit there. But let me tell you something, God is in control. He's still in control. Oh, yes, I know right about D. He's still in control.
And you know it's so real. I mean, everything you're saying is biblical.
Yeah. He want to put it in their heart, my brother. You hear me? He want to, see, a lot of folks want to sign, but he want to put it in their heart. If you really got God in your heart, it'll be more humble people on the phone. It'll be more humble people at the racetrack. It'll be more humble people at your home. It'll be more people humble at the church because God don't work in hate. He works with love. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He works with love. Love calls. Sometimes you just be quiet. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about, brother?
Right.
Love makes you just be quiet.
That's right.
Because you know if you say it, what it's going to cause? A soft ounce will turn away what, wrath? It turn away wrath.
Turn away wrath.
Oh, yes.
Turn
I know.
Away wrath.
Yeah. I think I'm hearing some noise.
He's a soft ounce.
No, that's not me. I think brother deep.
Your wife was dropping some of the garbage can. But it says it turns away wrath.
Okay.
It's so true. So true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But
that's
I
why,
am.
That's
why
you're
going to say something. Good morning.
On,
good morning. I want, I'm asking for prayer for my family and friend and me as well. You know, you spoke on the death, and like I said, it's been around me for the last couple of weeks. You know, I didn't need strength for my family, not just me, but my family and friends, you know. Friends, family, they're all God's kids. And we need some prayer. We need some prayer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. And we here, man.
Yeah.
We here. Because I've learned something, and I don't know the scripture, man. I probably said it too many times, but I don't know the scripture. The Bible said when they cry, we should be crying. When they laugh, we should be laughing. You know what I'm talking about? So when you hurt, we hurt. When the body hurt, we all should hurt for one another. You know what I'm talking about? We should laugh and someone all. We should be there to try to comfort them with a prayer and tell them, like Brother B, sometimes you don't want to hear, it's going to be all right. Sometimes you don't want to tell them. Right. You don't want to hear that I went through this. Right. You know, sometimes you don't want to hear all that. But what I can tell you, God is able. Let me pray with you.
Yes, he is.
You know, and I know right there, it might be too much then, but I got to tell you, I know he is. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
I know
he is.
He is.
He
gets you through all what you're going through. And some more.
He's never lost a case yet.
We've been around the church so long. But we've been around the church so long that it has to be a magical word. You know what I mean? It has to be some kind of praise. Some going to be falling down, man. But all of a sudden, time, Jesus just said, peace be still.
Yes, he did.
Come on, man.
Yes, he did.
Another man had a rod, and God told him, stand back and watch the salvation of the Lord. Don't tell me what God wants.
God can do it.
I got a few minutes.
But you know, real.
Let me do this.
When you save it from the inside, see, when you on the inside looking out instead of outside looking in, then you know whatever he do. I'm going to say this real quick before you go. I started to say something, but I was looking on YouTube this morning, and Chris Tucker, and see, certain things I just don't get with when it comes to my Lord and Savior. And telling church jokes is one of them. I can find a million things to joke about. Church is not one of them. And I heard him saying, God don't make no mistake. He said, if he don't, and he went on to try to show man how God makes him say. And when I heard that part, I couldn't listen to it. There's certain things that I couldn't even listen. I just went right on past it because I don't play that. That's me. It's just too close. It may not be, but it's too close for me to try it.
No.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, we know it's really not, but it's too it's a certain state. You got to know him, then walk away from him. But saying that, right. It's like he did say, you can blaspheme me, but you can't blaspheme the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Yeah, and then I got to find out again what it says about how people don't know. He don't even charge it to them. The ones don't know. Don't know they blaspheme. He won't even charge it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I know. One passage of scripture, he says, once you come under the knowledge of Christ, for those that hadn't came under the knowledge of Christ, that's forgiveness for. He said, once you come under the knowledge of Christ, he said, there's no more sacrifice for your sin. You know, that's one of them.
No more guilt.
I was trying to think of.
He can't
go back to the cross.
Six over there.
He's not going back to the cross, though. You know, he died one time.
Well, the Bible says you're making an open shame. That's what he said.
That's what the word says. Yeah. Exactly. That's what the word says. I just don't like to play too close to it. Just too close for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take no chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love a real friend. He'll say, a dying world, but yet he still lives. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, he lives. He does. We're going to lift Reverend Henry up, too. His nephew passed away, and they're going down there to Austin. They're going to Austin down there, you know, up there, whatever you want to do, in Texas, up there, you know, and see about, you know, everything on that issue there, you know. We're going to lift that family up, too. I got to push on, brother. I got to get on out of here.
Amen. Okay, my brother.
If nothing else, and nobody else don't want no prayer. You want to thank God for the ministry this morning. Amen. Y'all ready?
Amen.
Y'all good?
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come with the most humble matter we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for how you came in and blessed us this morning, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to forgive us for any sins we have done. Known and unknown sin, Lord. As we come to the altar, Lord. Lord, we come right now, Father God, if anything was said or misunderstood, Lord, we ask you to bless, Lord. Bless the heart of the people that they receive anything that you present to them, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for what Brother D and Brother Nutter had in the petition of the supplication they asked for, Lord. Lord, we pray for the for the Moors, Lord. We pray for Nutty, his entire family, and himself, Lord. We pray, Father God, for Brother Reverend Henry and his family entirety, Lord. And, Lord, we put all of them in the basket, Lord, even the ones we don't know, Father God, even the ones already have laid them down. We just want to lift them up today to you, Lord, for strength, Lord, for all of them, Lord, to give peace there, Lord, and understanding of this transition we call death, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, if it's one there, maybe question it, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, put some wise person there, Lord. Let them know that, Father, that you, a doctor, have never lost a patient, Lord. You showed us a long time ago that the ultimate healing is being with you, Lord. We prayed that for the healing, Lord. We prayed for you to raise them out there. But, Lord, you gave them a healing that some of us, our mind can't understand, and that healing is out the body, Lord. So help us understand the transition out the body, Lord. That, Father God, the being absent out the body is present with you, Lord. So, Lord, the ones who you call home, Lord, that you brought out there and giving rest right now, Give peace to that family, Lord. Let it be someone to encourage them. Let them show the Father God that one day that we'll all be through with this trouble of this world, Lord. No more crying, no more heartache, and no more pain, Lord. We know that day is coming soon. If it ain't one by one, Lord, we put a special prayer out for Brother Jackson and his family, Lord. He lost his son. Now the father's gone, Lord. Just bless that time family as well, too, Lord. The people that lay rest, they still worrying and thinking about their loved one, Lord. Lord, even about the sound of my voice, you know the hearts of your people, Lord. Maybe not hit the one button, but they still thinking about their loved one, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Let them know, Father God, that you are there, Lord. Lord, I ask again, let it be someone there to speak to them and witness to them and show them with love, not with arrogance, Lord, that you are God, Lord. Show them that, Father God, that you got peace and love with them. There's nothing lost when it's with you, Lord. It's a gain, Lord. So we haven't lost no loved one. We're having heaven gained the love, Lord. So let us understand what you're doing and not our own mind like, Lord. So spiritually move in Reverend Henry's life. Spiritually move in Brother Nutty's life. Spiritually move in the Moors and Brother D's life and Brother No Man, his family's life and Brother Dexter's life. And for all the brothers and sisters that we do and don't know, we ask you to cover Trigger Man them and Father, and they transition of loss, Lord. We just ask you to move over this whole radio land. We ask you to touch people that don't even understand you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let the word of God speak.
Say amen.
I love him too.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. And rest.
You want to know comfort, the comfort in.